and in its worst happening, beauty is given to us, to then suddenly be taken away. And we are not to blame the infinity of nature, but the society that confines us in ever-restricting allotments. And in the artificial confinement, the only remaining savior is the last remaining nature, ourselves. And as we are individually secured by society, it is harder to experience a sense of common spirituality. And what is to be a spiritual man in the shiny surface of social consumism? And as technology progresses, the artificial expansion finds no borders, but the one that itself generates. The dizziness of having to continuously discover the new without repeating the old. And we are persuaded to betray our nature, since technology can immediately restore it, but get absorbed in that technical state. And it's on the ruins of worldly ambitions that poetry restore its fundaments. And the wildest rules imposing over nature will either kill it or cease to exist. Those that are secondated will leave its natural course. And as we technify, there is no longer a common sense to interpret the now literal execution of the social legislation. And both in the threat and antagonism of technology, we are no longer compelled to dedicate us to any long-lasting purposes. And as the unspiritual society do not support any selfish expression, art becomes the expression of those supporting society. And what if the human perspective was to be taken away from society and given back to the individuals who first conceived it? And the more institution manages to behold their members, the more predictable and uninteresting they become. And secondation is the only way to maintain an integrity in our scattered social duties. And as society relies on our impersonality, we don't need to be a physical presence, and we can easily vacate. And the pride and security we find out of our social duties is the cause of our arrogance and indifference. And in the immediacy of the technical execution, our environment is constantly under reconstruction. And the monopoly for mass communications are in the hands of those institutions affording the imposition of streaming displays. And in our naive submission to institutions, no message is to be considered without their frame. And the only possible authenticity comes experiencing the depiction of a live process. And the only substance that could actually fulfill us is the one that has gone through a real process without any alteration. And both those that are kept too hungry or too fed by the leading elite are kept incapable of any reaction against it. And any enlightenment comes as a side effect of our constant being obsessed. And as telecommunication extends our competence out of our physical domain, more responsibilities are left pending on us. And as we are no longer beholding any processes, we burn our imagination trying to reassemble the ready-made. And as the main interest of commerce is to persuade the buyer, its main method is pornographical temptation. And in its continuous infatuation, commerce destitute our conscience to seduce our perception. And one needs to be constantly visible in his micro-society in order to be noticed when disappearing. And any design predicting its user's behavior is more unnatural than the one resulting from its own constraints. And as our hopes become materialistic, our moods and enthusiasm changes accordingly to our financial state. And we take one of the already existing social attitudes, afraid of being undressed in front of society. And our biggest effort is not in the actual creation, but in the reformulation of it in order to be communicated. And the precaution enhanced by society to prevent adversities is a friction to all other circumstances. And the idleness resulting from our social captivity can only be relieved, but by no means solved, from the virtual entertainment. And if the use of a sophisticated terminology proves our serious competence, it leads us away from any revelation of truth. And as the social establishments grow like mushrooms, the natural panorama saturates, obscured. And when our duty is prized, we no longer find the spiritual discomfort to develop it further. And one should let himself be transported by the flow while devising ways to accommodate it. And most of our social earnings are anyway consumed to maintain a social status of surplus. And even though the extraction of the natural resources have been automated, one has to still fight to get this ratio. And any attempt to maintain personal luxury undermines the stability of commonwealth. And any attempt to arise on a homogeneous landscape results into a disharmonious impact over it. And lacking the physical complexion to erase misunderstandings, telematic relationship ends in a divorce. And our inner attraction to the natural beauty has been betrayed by the promises of beauty announced by the artificial. And our only security for sanity is to maintain harmony with nature. And it's really those preaching morality aloud to be most affected by their perversions. And as soon as an intimacy is threatened, any sensible aspiration within it is hidden. And lacking the sound to enlight the truth in front of us, we stumble in the darkness, attracted by many vague artificial sources. and will allow your life be rewarded with its spiritual accomplishment, or will society turn everything vain? And our destiny is clearly written in the discoveries we make by listening to our own intuition. And where the realization of our willing gets strongly dependent by the social surrounding, we shall attempt to pursue it with our own means. And whether is the single individual to be kept active in his spiritual practice, the general thirst for materiality is avoided. And as the destructiveness of the material speculation is dramatically revealed, the ground for a spiritual rise is liberated, and the institutionalized individual hopes for a temporal glory within his micro-society and no eternal glory beyond that. And it is through the execution of a vital practice that the member of a community refreshes it, and who constantly listens to himself wouldn't need guidance unless the social circumstances have been complicated around him, living in the joyful conviction of an exotism that we import to our lives. And the social plannings designed to contain the individual requires constant